This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Speaking before the Human Rights Campaign National Dinner on Saturday, U.S. President Joe Biden condemned anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, transphobia, and homophobia.
Because history has taught us again and again, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected. Hate toward one group left unanswered opens the door for more hate toward more groups more often. Readily.
Biden referred to last week's attack by Hamas on Israeli territory as a manifestation of hate that took the lives of at least 1,300 people, including 27 Americans. The president also lamented Palestinian deaths, saying many innocent Palestinian families are being used as, quote, human shields. The Human Rights Campaign, an advocacy group focusing on anti-LGBTQ hate, held its national dinner in Washington, D.C. As tensions escalate, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continued his diplomatic push through the region to prevent the violence from spreading. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sane.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Saudi and United Arab Emirates leaders Saturday and reached out by phone to his Chinese counterpart to try to prevent the fighting between Israel and Hamas from erupting into a wider war in the Middle East. Blinken is expected to head to Egypt on Sunday, where the fate of some 2 million civilians in Gaza will be high on the agenda. Cindy Sane, VOA News.
Iran's foreign minister has called on Israel to stop its attacks on Gaza, warning that the war might expand to other parts of the Middle East if Hezbollah joins the battle. He told reporters in Beirut that Lebanon's Hezbollah group has taken all the scenarios of war into consideration. Israel considers Hezbollah its most serious immediate threat. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day.